Chapter 4. Code Talker. Nah, Tokwahon. We. He snarled in the language of the Iroquois, spitting on the bar stool next to him. You get my drink? Well, now that we are done with the pleasantries, how about you share this with me? The gentleman uncorked the green bottle and wiped his stool with a pocket napkin, sitting down next to the large man. Kanishon, niohonsi itenihte neshekon, said the man, placing a large hand on the bottle and pulling a neat drop of the wormwood. He wiped his mouth with the back of his hand. You're just about as sweet as I remember you being on me. They both laughed and extended hands to shake. Dia namis mas ginaikis, poteden sagapisa, esika komorfe achrie, said the gentleman, cleaning up his pipe. You know I don't speak that Latin bullshit, pretty boy. The large man dumped a glass of beer down his throat, frothing and rewiping with the back of his hand. Well, you are unkind to language, my friend. The gentleman spoke and then whistled a few notes through his teeth. Allow me to explain. This is not Greek. It is Lydian. Script is derived from a variant of the Greek alphabet, and nearly all of its 26 signs, 8 vowels, 18 consonants, have direct counterparts in Greek. Most letters either indicate the same sounds as the respective letters in Greek, or have values that are easily derivable from those seen in Greek. In other words, it's all Greek to me, shouted the man, turning his beer mug upside down on the bar. Here, I have the next round. The gentleman winked at the girl and gestured two fingers. Whatever this ugly motherfucker is having, make it to. The girl shook her head. You two old buddies, rolling her eyes, better behave or I'll call in the tax man, she said, leaving them alone to grab another round. The use of diatonic scales dates back to ancient Greece, where it was one of three standard tunings, along with chromatic and enharmonic. The term diatonic means through tones, each based around a sequence of four notes called a tetrachord. The diatonic scale would become the dominant means of organizing the seven, later six, church modes based on Greek music theory, which non-secular music was based on during the Middle Ages. By the early 20th century, the diatonic system of major and minor chords had been adopted as the basis for most Western music. However, musicians occasionally employ church modes in classical music and jazz composition. You're just about as entertaining as I remember you. The man produced a paper and sickly smelling tobacco from his collar, gingerly rolling a cigarette as he spoke. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet, fella. The gentleman fixed another pipe in a smaller amount. It was time for business. If you don't mind, I will be right back. Gotta see a man about a horse. The gentleman stood. Grabbing him, the man gritted his teeth. Wait. The gentleman waited. You see this? The man asked, tapping a pearl handle in his left trouser pocket. Any funny business, and I leave this place like an abattoir. The man smirked. Well, who says they can't teach an old dog new tricks? I see you continue to expand your vocabulary, old friend. Keep it up, white man, and I will bring out my tomahawk. He pulled back his Thunderbird jacket to reveal a very sharp-looking hand axe. Well, we can't have that. By the way, I don't remember this garment you wear being so dark. The gentleman tapped the man's top shirt button, a conspicuous confluence of scar tissue on the man's neck, and a particularly ugly reed cut with jagged, poorly healed flesh that extended to what was left of his ear. The man scowled and grabbed the gentleman by his tie. You think you're funny, don't you? About as funny as a circus bear. Now let me piss. The gentleman withdrew himself from the man's clutch and stepped into the other room, meeting the girl and gesturing for her to turn around. Sit, he said. We don't have much time. Okay. The girl drank from one of the beer mugs. This can be yours, she said. Righto. Now listen. The man drew a piece of ribbon adorned with inexplicable symbols. In 20 minutes, you will wrap this ribbon around the neck of a glass bottle of American Red Ripe Sterling Apple Deluxe. You will read the message vertically from the sigil at the top. Do exactly as it says, he extended the ribbon to the girl. You're like the worst, dude. She tucked the ribbon into her jacket. It's going to get a lot worse unless you help me out with this, he fumbled in his wainscot. Here, to make it worth your time. The girl took the bills he offered. There are two for you and three for the Anatolian, okay? The Anatolian, she screwed up her face. Trust me, you'll know him when you see him. Real different looking fella, the gentleman laughed. All right, mister. The girl gave him a frightened glance. Also, please bring us 3 slotted spoons, 3 stemmed glasses, 2 carafes of chilled water, and 6 sugar cube. This is about that green bottle, isn't it? She asked. Yes, he said, and stepped back into the room where the large man sat rapping on the bar top. Where's my beer? The wormwood drink ritual refers to the traditional preparation and consumption of absinthe, a high-proof spirit flavored with wormwood and other herbs, involving the slow addition of chilled water over a sugar cube on a slotted spoon, creating a milky, opalescent liquid known as Lelouch. The absinthe ritual, Lelouch. Purpose. The ritual is a way to dilute the strong spirit and bring out its flavors, while also creating a unique visual and sensory experience. Preparation involves pouring a measure of absinthe, typically 1 to 2 ounces, into a stemmed cocktail glass. A sugar cube is placed on a perforated absinthe spoon or a slotted spoon over the glass. Slowly chilled water is poured over the sugar cube, allowing it to drip into the absinthe. The water dilutes the absinthe, causing it to become cloudy and milky, a phenomenon known as Lelouch. The difference between wormwood and strychnine are very different. Strychnine is a highly toxic alkaloid derived from the seeds of the Strychnos nux vomica tree, acting as a neurotoxin that blocks nerve signals in the spinal cord, causing muscle spasms and seizures. Strychnine is found in the seeds of the Strychnos nux vomica tree, a plant native to India, southern Asia, northern Australia, and Hawaii. Mechanism of action. It acts as a neurotoxin, specifically blocking the transmission of nerve impulses in the spinal cord by interfering with the inhibitory neurotransmitter glycine. Effects. This interference leads to involuntary muscle spasms and seizures, which can be fatal. Uses. Historically, strychnine has been used as a rodenticide and in some traditional medicines, though its use is now restricted due to its high toxicity. Strychnine is highly toxic, and even small amounts can be lethal. Poisoning. Strychnine poisoning can occur through ingestion, inhalation, or absorption through the skin or eyes. Symptoms. Symptoms of strychnine poisoning include muscle spasms, seizures, and difficulty breathing. Treatment. Treatment for strychnine poisoning is symptomatic and supportive, focusing on controlling seizures and supporting breathing. Chemical properties. Strychnine is a colorless, crystalline, bitter-tasting alkaloid with the molecular formula C21H22NTO2. And the molecular weight of 334.4 melting point of 268 degrees to 290 degrees depending on speed of heating and a boiling point of 270 degrees with decomposition. There was a common myth about hallucinogenic drugs being cut with strychnine and given to children. Coming right up, announced the girl and slung the beer mugs precisely down the bar to the gentleman and the big guy. I got something else you'll like too. She returned with the provisions for the absinthe. Now we're talking, white man. The man rubbed his hand together gleefully as the woman placed the 3 glasses on the bar, poured some of the green liquid, and put the slotted spawns in place, dotting each with 2 sugar cubes. Are you ready? She asked. The old boys nodded and fired up their respective vices. The girl slowly poured the chilled water over the sugar and filled the glasses to 3/4 full. Cheers, called out the big guy. Cheers, said the girl. Slainte, said the gentleman. More Greek, laughed the man. It's from the Isle of Man, you dolt. Here. Try this on for size. The gentleman stood on the bar rail and pronounced the following. There was only one bar, 1 mile long. They didn't serve pints, only buckets. There was only one barmaid, for every man. The guards came, a bandgarde. She was wearing glasses and nothing else. She took me to jail. It was full of hookers. They cost a fiver. I had a tenner. There was a plant, a hash plant. It had no leaves. I smoked them all. That's the end, till next week. The big man laughed and they all poured more drink down the hatch when the girl said, on that note, here's to you and here's to me. Best of friends may we ever be, but if perchance we disagree, then fuck you and here's to me. Ah, you two are clowns, the fella bellowed. The gentleman tapped his watch and looked over his glass at the girl. Let me go check the other room in case someone needs service. Wait. The big guy grabbed the girl. I have a joke too. He wiped his arm across his face. This is a story about my brother, he drawled. My brother entered the tent of our father with a funny look on his face. I have a question. Father looked at the boy and my brother asked, why is my brother named Soaring Eagle? The chief replied, when your brother was born, the first thing I did was take him outside to behold a giant eagle soaring overhead. The boy asked, "Why is my sister named Sitting Bull?" The boy's father says, "When your sister was born, I brought her outside, and the first thing I saw was a strong bull sit down in the field." The boy nodded cautiously as the chief inquired, "Why do you ask? Two dogs fucking?" The girl squeezed up her face and laughed, taking a drink of the absinthe. "You're pretty good looking when you are laughing," said the big fella. "Don't get any ideas, guy," she said, exiting through the door to the front bar. The gentleman noticed the big fella had begun to sweat. An atlas of veins bulged in his temple and neck. "You doing all right, chief? You're starting to look a little green." The gentleman smacked his glass on the bar, and they both laughed. The girl was quickly wrapping the ribbon around the neck of the bottle of American Red Ripe Sterling Apple Deluxe. When she noticed the sigil and read the message, including a 10-digit telephone number, and the message, "Do as thou wilt," she made a face and secreted a phone behind the bar, slyly dialing the number. The phone clicked to life on the other end. Silence. "Do as thou wilt," the girl asked. The voice on the other end responded, "Shall be the whole of the law. Location?" The girl gave the voice an address. "What do I do now?" she asked. "Your job is done. Hang up the phone and stand by." The receiver clicked. "Well, these people certainly don't fuck around." She took another hit of absinthe and walked to the other room. As she re-entered, the gentleman gave her a perfunctory nod and set down his glass. "Everything good?" he asked. "Thou wilt is done." She smiled and finished her glass. "Very good," said the gentleman, emptying his own glass. The big fella slipped off of his stool and stood there drooling, a thimble of blood coming from his nose and glassy eyes. He talked around the spittle, which had now accumulated on his lips. "Skenequi!" the big guy shouted, eyes bulging, veins like ropes under his dark skin. "What you do?" "Nothing a little melody couldn't hurt," the gentleman spoke with a sing-song tone. "Here, sit down on the floor before you fall. I will sing you to sleep." The gentleman hummed in a Dorian mode, the light gradually leaving the eyes of the Iroquois. "You killed him!" she screamed, punching the gentleman in his ribs. The gentleman grimaced. "Technically, he killed himself." The gentleman pointed at the cracked glass. "I just gave him a little extra wiggle room to shuffle of his mortal coil." Tears streamed down the girl's cheeks. "You're fucking sick! You're a lunatic! May I sing you a song you have probably never heard? I'm sure your mother would have loved it." "I don't care, just get out," she screamed. The gentleman began. "Friday night, I crashed your party. Saturday, I said, I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out again. I was only having fun, wasn't hurting anyone, and we all enjoyed the weekend for a change. I've been stranded in the combat zone. I walked through Bedford Stuy alone. Even rode my motorcycle in the rain, and you told me not to drive, but I made it home alive. So you said that only proves that I'm insane. You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light. Don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right. Well, remember how I found you there, alone in your electric chair. I told you dirty jokes until you smiled. You were lonely for a man. I said, take me as I am, because you might enjoy some madness for a while. Now think of all the years you tried to find someone to satisfy you. I might be as crazy as you say. If I'm crazy, then it's true that it's all because of you, and you wouldn't want me any other way. You may be right, I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to fight. It's too late to change me. You may be wrong for all I know, but you may be right. You may be right, I may be crazy. Hey, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. Turn out the light. Oh, don't try to save me. You may be wrong for all I know. You may be right. You may be wrong, but you may be right. The girl pulled out a pair of bright red sunglasses, placing them on her face. I can't look at you. Just go. You may be more familiar with the music of The Strokes, he offered. The Strokes' album Angles has been cited as having a sound reminiscent of Billy Joel, with some songs sounding like a Billy Joel phase. The song Gratisfaction from Angles is often mentioned as sounding similar to Billy Joel's work. New wave influences. The Strokes, along with other bands like Blondie, are seen as part of a new wave movement that drew inspiration from various artists, including the work of Billy Joel. Some fans have noted that Julian Casablanca's vocals in certain songs, especially in Angles, have a similar style to Billy Joel's vocals. The girl scowled. That's that old dude who wrote We Didn't Start the Fires or whatever. Gross. Get out. The gentleman collected his accoutrement and made his way to the door. "Remember to give my gent the 3 bills. He will be here shortly and will tell you the tally is low. Just remind the cat about Haiti." "Got it?" "Yeah, go, old man." She motioned to the door. "You will not need to lift a finger. Just put up the closed sign and let the Anatolian get to work. Thank you for the hospitality." Stepping into the street, the gentleman passed a group of taxmen. "Got a light for an old man?" The gentleman held up his pipe. The men kept walking, barely making eye contact. One of the men stopped and turned around with a lighter fired up, holding it to the gentleman's pipe. "Get inside, mister. The fool's gang will be out soon." "All right, son," spoke the gentleman, placing the pipe to his lips and humming a short section of notes in the Lydian scale as his boots smacked the pavement and a warm rain began to fall.